Job creation. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump hinted about it. In May, 223,000 jobs were added, and the unemployment rate dropped to an 18-year low, 3.8%. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the president knew ahead of time.
I make a call whether to let him know or not. And it just so happens last evening, I let him know.
A judge says he will temporarily block the most restrictive abortion law in the country from taking effect next month in Iowa. A letter for President Trump from North Korea is expected soon.
Kim Jong-chol left New York this morning in a convoy of SUVs. And though the president's official schedule does not mention a meeting with him, the expectation is the former North Korean military spy chief will come here to the White House to give the president a letter from Kim Jong-un.
That's the AP's Sagar Magani. The White House says Melania Trump won't join her husband when he heads to Camp David for the weekend. It'll mark 22 straight days without a public appearance by the First Lady, following recent hospitalization. I'm Ed Donahue.